USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden addressed the nation on the efforts to evacuate U.S. citizens and Afghan allies from the international airport in Kabul. The president responded to critics who said he failed to get enough people out before the troop withdrawal.
There's no way in which you'd be able to leave Afghanistan without there being some of what you're seeing now.
Both Republicans and Democrats are upset over sometimes violent scenes around the airport as evacuees try to get past members of the Taliban in the Afghanistan capital. 6,000 U.S. service members are stationed at the airport in Kabul to help with the evacuation. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying the administration is aware of the presence of al-Qaeda and the Islamic State in Afghanistan.
We do not believe it is exorbitantly high, but we don't have an exact figure.
This is USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With thousands of Afghani refugees coming to America, people are now trying to figure out where to rehome them. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has some answers.
Some state governors are stepping up to take in Afghan refugees who are fleeing their country to escape the Taliban regime. One of those governors is Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds, who's defending her decision on Fox News.
Part of the deal with being employed by the U.S. military is that they have the opportunity to go through the SIV process, the special immigrant visa process. And so we need to uphold our end of the bargain that we made to them when they agreed to work with our men and women who are fighting on our behalf.
Governor Reynolds claims that at least 94 Iraqi or Afghan special immigrant visa recipients have been resettled in her state since 2017. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
For the first time in nearly 6 weeks, state officials said there were enough lawmakers present in the Texas House for the chamber to conduct business, opening the door for passage of the GOP priority elections bill that Democrats have been attempting to kill for the past several weeks by staying far away from the Capitol. The margin was razor thin, and it was unclear for hours before gaveling in whether Republicans had gotten enough members in the chamber to begin their work. Even Republican State Congressman Steve Allison of San Antonio, who confirmed he was positive for COVID-19 a day earlier, showed up to the House to help swing the numbers, though he stayed isolated in a room on the other side of the chamber. The quorum was reached with the help of three Democrats who broke ranks with other members still refusing to return. Those three Democrats joined some other Democrats who have already trickled back to the chamber after initially participating in the quorum bust. But Democrats are not united in their return to the House. Many members are attempting to keep up the fight and have criticized their colleagues for defecting. Several of the lawmakers who were marked as present were not actually in the building, but had previously been in the chamber earlier in the session. Although the House reached the minimum number of lawmakers to conduct official business, it's unclear whether the chamber will be able to maintain those numbers for the duration of the second special session, which ends September 5th. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.